Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jaffer, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. And as we go through these blessed days of the holy month of Ramadan, it's a good idea to remind ourselves about the reason and the philosophy of fasting. Why has Allah Azza wa Jal prescribed fasting? Of course, the Holy Quran tells us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire taqwa and God-weariness. And we have discussed about God-weariness. However, there are other reasons behind the prescription of fasting. And one such reason has been mentioned in a beautiful tradition from our third Imam, Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. The tradition states, لَمَّا سُئِلَ عَنْ عِلَّةِ وُجُوبِ الصَّوْمِ, when the Imam was asked about the reasoning and the philosophy behind making fasting obligatory, he said, لِيَجِدَ الْغَنِيُّ مَسَّ الْجُوعِ فَيَعُودَ بِالْفَضْلِ عَلَى الْمَسَاكِينَ. He said the philosophy behind making fasting obligatory is that the rich people should taste hunger through it, so that they turn with bounty and with kindness towards the poor. Of course, this is not the only philosophy of fasting, but this is one of the reasons for prescribing fasting for the people. Because when we always live our lives with full bellies and comfort, then we never get a taste of what the less fortunate members of the society are undergoing. So when we fast all together, the rich and the poor, then the rich get a taste of what the poor people undergo the rest of the year. Throughout the year, the poor people have a problem in terms of the livelihood that they find difficult to acquire. And hence, what we find is that those who are rich do not understand the hardship that is being faced by those who are poor and needy. But when they fast together, then that hunger that they experience while they fast gives them a slight taste of what it could feel like for those less fortunate individuals of society who throughout their lives, throughout the year, have to undergo this kind of hunger in their lives. And so that taste would give them a sense of humbleness, and at the same time would give them a compassion towards the less fortunate members of society. So this is one of the philosophies of fasting. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jaffer, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.